We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Here we go, 4 o'clock hour, 860-522-9842. Oh, it's a Tuesday afternoon, and the warm weather hasn't come, but it's coming. A bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about this hour, a bunch, including a new rule in the NFL. They're changing the way kickoffs work. It's a whole new game for kickoffs in the NFL. You know how kickoffs are terrible now because in general, there's no run back, and because they're not kicking from as far away and they just kick it through the end zone most of the time. So it's become kind of a pointless exercise. So they passed a new rule rebuilding the kickoff, and the kicking team kicks from closer, I think the 40-yard line, and then back around the 20-yard line. There's a 10 or 20-yard space where the defense has to stand. And if the ball lands there, it's in play. If it doesn't land there, it just comes back out and you have a first down. It's a much simpler kind of concept, but it makes a smaller space that the ball has to hit to have it be in play. And if it's not in play, it goes back out to the 30-yard line or whatever. So I want to talk to you about that and other stuff. When we continue on WTIC, let's go, though, to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center, because that's where Mark Christopher is, and he's got all the info on the highways and byways. Is there such a thing as byways, Mark? I've never seen a byway.
You know, I've never been on a byway.
Why is it in that expression?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
All right, this hour, I'm going to throw out topics, but I want to invite you to call in and talk about, just bring up whatever's on your mind, because we need input from you to know what is important, what you're looking to hear, what's bouncing around your head. We need to hear about that. 860-522-9842. We'll do rants in about an hour. 860-751-4698. Listen to this. This morning, Brian had Chris Keating on, who writes for the Hartford Courant. He covers politics and the state capitol. And I thought it was really interesting what he said about the electric vehicle dilemma for the Democrats. The Democrats, as you know, have been pushing this thing, this ridiculous idea of banning gas cars, effective on a date certain, even as they admit that they don't know if we'll ever or when we might have technology to allow us to replace gas burning engines that would be, you know, that we could implement and that would be affordable for people. Anyway, they've been pushing it, but they don't know what to do because nobody wants it, because nobody's been prepared for it. Nobody has really been disseminating information. They've just been pushing for the passage of this ridiculous legislation that would be very destructive for the state. So listen to Chris Keating commenting on it. I just think it's an interesting thing. It tells us, we'll talk about it after, but it tells us something interesting about the way government works, and that is to grab on to an idea and legislate that idea first, and then figure out if it makes any sense or if there's a way to do it. Listen.
These are EV vehicles. Probably what's going to happen on that is they're going to do this commission on that. There was not a consensus to do either the California standards or even the less strict federal standards. So they're probably going to have a commission on electric cars.
A commission. You know what commissions are? To figure out if there's a policy that might be appropriate to adopt, to do research, or maybe to bury an idea altogether without looking like your intention is to bury it.
The more you talk to the legislators, they really don't know. Although, you know, people talk about electric cars, they don't have the answers.
They don't know. The legislators don't know what the answers are to the questions. They don't know what the answers are to the problems with this legislation. That's the thing I want you to focus on.
The answers. They don't know. There's not enough charging stations. They don't know where the charging stations will be. And there's a lot of concerns out there. And there's a lot of legislators who don't have the answer. And possibly more importantly, there's a lot of urban legislators who are a big chunk of the Democratic base who aren't really for this because they're not sure.
So there's a lot of not knowing. People don't know. This is people in the legislative building, in the legislature, elected officials. They're being asked to pass something. They're being told to pass something that's being pushed by the top leaders, elected leaders in the state, the governor, the Speaker of the House, Matt Ritter, Martin Looney over in the Senate side. These people are all geared up, and the reason they're geared up is because the White House is geared up, and because the White House is doling out money. And you see how this works. They've turned our system upside down. It's supposed to be a system of local governments held loosely together by a weak federal government, and we've got the opposite. And this is ruining everything. They send money from Washington, and that causes the mental midgets on a state level to just say, oh, we've got to do this because they're sending us free money. And that's what happened to the EV thing. I'll just play the rest of it, then we take some phone calls. 860-522-9842.
Of the Democratic base. Who aren't really for this because they're not sure what the benefit will be to people in Hartford and Bridgeport and Waterbury, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you took all the legislators in, New Haven, Hartford, all the cities, et cetera, that's a lot of votes there. So you got to have buy-in. You got to have buy-in from all those people. And it's just unclear, you know, people live in an apartment building. Where can they charge their car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah.
You know, we're just not there yet. We're not there.
Yeah.
So these people who work in politics and are supposed to be leaders but aren't, they're hustlers looking to hustle for a way to get more votes, get more money to buy more votes. And somebody decides up above in Washington that this is going to be the answer for Democrats. We are going to push electric cars. We don't get to hear why they're pushing electric cars. We don't know why they're pushing electric cars. Nobody has said to us, electric cars are the answer, and here's why. Nobody has said, here's the plan we've been working on the last 20 years to rebuild our electric grid and to convert over to nuclear power, which is the only way you can create enough electricity that's green. It's the only green electricity that's available in abundance is nuclear that would make all this work. So you need nuclear power plants built over 20 or 30 years. You need a rebuild of the grid over 20 or 30 years. And these clowns haven't done any of that work, and they haven't put the infrastructure in for charging stations, and they're pushing everybody. They're doing the money dump, but nobody's got a plan and nobody's lined the stuff up. And then you've got urban elected officials who are opposed to it because they represent the people Democrats keep in permanent poverty. So how are they going to afford to spend a $10,000 or $20,000 premium for an electric car? And if they had one, where would they charge it? Well, nobody's figured that out. It's a clown show. It's ridiculous. 860-522-9842. Tom in Watertown. Hi, Tom. Yes,
hey,
Tom.
I'm a commercial real estate broker by trade, veteran. And on these charger things, if you'd like a little info, I sold two big sites, one in Torrington, one in Watertown, to a gas station superstore guy coming in from Memphis. And in both stores, besides the gas, he's putting $250,000 superchargers on these sites for the electric car.
So it's going to be a combo
and also,
place.
Yeah, because they're not sure about the future of gas. It was said we were going to go all electric, but now electric cars aren't selling as much because the public is kind of awake to it. And everything you just said is the red light or the yellow light anyway.
Yeah. So do you know if there's if they're getting subsidies from Washington to build these things?
I don't. He hasn't told me that. I don't think so. But, you know, these people, these business people are pretty crafty. And if they can get them, they will. And as far as costs, I talked to a customer the other day who's got a Tesla. And it, when he got stops to charge it at one of these stores, it cost him $29 for the fill up. And I think that's only going to get more expensive if the gas station operators are paying $250,000. And then now you notice that some of the car dealerships are now adding them to get people to come back to the dealership and charge their car if they're in the neighborhood.
But I wonder if the Tesla drivers are in need of those charging stations at the gas station, or if those, for the most part, are for people driving other cars that don't work with the Tesla. Do you know?
Tesla's opening up their chargers. They're getting the Tesla's opening up their charging to other people that pay. And I think with range anxiety, you're not going to be able to plug it in your garage if you're going to Manhattan and back.
Right. Yeah, there are issues. And you're right. They do have to, you know, there will be some places. But I think Tesla's strength as a car is in large part to the fact that it built out the infrastructure in advance. Did the opposite of what the government's doing. The government is saying you must buy electric cars. And, oh, by the way, where are we going to put the charging stations? You know, they've got it ass backwards.
I agreed with everything you said opening up this subject. I just wanted to add in. I had something else I was going to say, but I'm having brain fog.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made you forget.
It bugs me that Blumenthal, Murphy, all these different Congress people won't come on your show to explain themselves. Why is that?
I don't know. What would they say? You know, they're not. They don't go places where they get. They don't go places where they get challenged and have a debate. And a discussion about...
Oh, you're right.
But it would be fun. It's nice to hear from you, Tom.
Your producers ought to keep asking them. You too. Bye.
Thank you so much. 860-522-9842. George in Canton. Hello, George.
Well, greetings, Todd. Todd, I'll be brief. You recall in the last two or three days, Congressman or Senator Kennedy down in Louisiana...
Oh, he's so delightful, isn't he, with that accent?
Oh, he's beautiful. Yeah, I'm sorry about his last name, however. People, I think, thinks he...
He's just trying to straighten it out a little,
That's true. So this 23-year-old downhill skier, Kennedy took him to school.
Yes, you know,
Todd,
I saw that.
What the issue here about the electric cars and about the people making the decisions, they won't come on... They won't... To make them look as humiliated as they are, and he was pilloried.
Sorry, you're breaking up. Are you talking about the kid still with Kennedy that he was this? Let me play a little of it so people can hear it, and then
go ahead. Yeah.
Hopefully, your signal will improve.
What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but
well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do?
Anyway, what was the idea? Is this guy a famous ski racer or something?
He's an Olympian, I think.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Not sure, but
okay.
But I mean, by virtue of being a skier, makes him an expert.
Well, I guess.
No, I'm driving right now down Hop Meadow Street in Simsbury, and there are huge. I guess they're apartment buildings that have been built here, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And if you took the fact that all of the people aren't going to have cars. So what if half the people have cars, but some of the people have two cars? You couldn't build hundreds of charging stations if for no other reason that wouldn't work. Ask the people that question, and they'll say, well, we'll figure that out when we get there.
They're counting on the way it's been, which is affluent suburbanites buy these things for an extra car and to virtue signal. Well, and they charge them at home, and they take them to the grocery store and drive them back home. But the city's a whole different deal.
Well, no doubt. But I guess the difference in our policymakers and that 23-year-old college downhill skier, he has no power to make law, and they do. And they're no more educated on the field. They're the mind-numb robots, as Limbaugh used to say. But anyway, other than that, I have no strong opinions on the subject.
Thank you, George. Always good to hear from you. Thomas is in Middletown. Hello, Thomas.
Yes, Donald Trump, he's trying to wants to get rid of democracy and run for 16 years. And how are you going to make America great when you're trying to get rid of democracy? Is that what he's trying to do?
He laid out a program to get rid of democracy? And when does he want it gone by?
Yeah, well, I'm saying if he's trying to get rid of democracy, that means he can run president for 14 to 16 years, couldn't he?
Oh, that remains to be seen. I don't think he's announced that as a commitment. That's what the media says about him, but we can only speculate and hypothesize based on what he did when he was in power before.
He is
cause for concern, Donald Trump, because it's unclear how he will behave if he ever faces the loss of power again. He didn't like losing it, and I think he's going to work hard to make sure he doesn't lose it again. But who knows?
All right.
Thank you for the call, sir. It's good to hear from you. Thomas in Middletown. We will see which way Trump goes when he wins office again, if he wins office again. 860-522-9842. So you see the lay of the land in terms of the electric cars, and extrapolate that out to any policy that you want to consider. Consider that the people making the policy haven't considered the policy. Except if we pass this bill, does it help us by sending money to our friends or giving more power to our friends or making our friends happy? That's why they're in favor of bad education. That's why they're in favor of getting rid of cars that work. We'll talk more about it coming up on WTIC. We're going to check traffic right now, though. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers, Traffic Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hello, Mark.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
All right. We're taking calls. What do you want to talk about? 860-522-9842. One of the things we need to focus in on a little bit is Nicole Shanahan. She is the running mate now of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. She was married to one of the co-founders of Google. So she's got a few bucks, and she wants to spend it on becoming a candidate and a well-known person. And in financing, I guess, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. campaign. Thoughts on that? Let's talk to Aaron in Goshen. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Todd. So anything the government does is just always like, it's like you said, it's half-assed. It's half-kilt. We're going to create a demand before we even have a supply. That's just bonkers. So imagine like your gas stations that you pull into in like Hartford or on any given highway during rush hour when people need gas. And there's not enough pumps to accommodate all the people that are driving gasoline power cars. Mm-hmm. And it only takes 15 minutes to fill a tank. Now imagine that having to take an hour.
It takes like 90
minutes. Exactly. Well, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Well, that's if you go in and buy some chips and do your windshield and stuff. But really, you're in and out of there in 5 minutes, easy. That's the generous.
Imagine that takes 90 minutes per user.
Right.
So what are highways and byways? Huh? What are they going to look like? It's literally going to be a parking lot.
And by the way, the tank of electricity doesn't get you as far as the tank of gas.
Well, I also think that goes into the 15-minute city concept that we hear about. But and also complete government control and not allowing you to move freely and monitoring you. But furthermore, I would just simply say it's just absolutely absurd to think that we're all going to conform to this, and there is no build out infrastructure, any plan set forth other than we need to do this. And our
but let's remember, Aaron, let's remember that there are and there have been for 20 years hybrid cars that would satisfy the desire of them to put a battery powered car in every driveway, but would also satisfy our need to drive further in one shot than what some of these cars will do. What all of them?
Well, wholeheartedly, I think hybrid is the actual path that we should be looking at this point in time.
So these guys randomly picked the thing that couldn't work quickly. This is what gets me. They've been pushing this existential threat nonsense at us, but they've never gone for the electricity that is the only source of green electricity is nuclear, and they won't talk about it because they're so opposed to it. And they claim it's an existential. What's that?
What our government suffers from is they don't ask the next question, right? And then what?
They don't care.
All these ideas, but Aaron,
they
don't figure it out.
They don't ask the question because they don't want to figure it out. They just want to pick a policy and fund it because the money is their purpose in life. Because that's what gets them a new job when the next election cycle comes around. It's an amazing distortion of our system of government. Thank you, sir, for the call.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
All right, all right. Let's talk about it. Whatever it is you're thinking about. 860-522-9842. Bob in Berlin next. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Todd. I'm thinking of apartment buildings. I'm thinking of a conspiracy theory. I'm thinking of 1984, Brave New World brought us to the New World Order. I'm wondering if callers from other areas of the state are experiencing this. Building of hundreds of apartments. In Berlin, over by CLMP, by their test ground, they build hundreds. By Olympia Diner, Payne Road, they've built hundreds of apartments. Behind other restaurant in Newington, hundreds. Over by Central College, Fenn Road, Cedar Street, they've built hundreds of
apartments. Talking about hundreds of units?
Yes, sir.
And these are in areas where you would expect, and it makes sense to have lots of apartments?
Well, what makes sense is they're building some of them along, I wouldn't call it sense because nobody rides it, but the busway from New Britain to Hartford. And I think they're going to be building more. But what I was thinking of that fellow that spoke in Simsbury, they're building hundreds out there, he said. Who's going to be living in all these apartments? It must be going on throughout the state.
Well, there is huge demand for housing, I think, in the Northeast, and not just Connecticut, but the whole, you know, it's just a economically vibrant region, and they keep importing a lot of poor people. So you've got huge demand from the bottom up for housing. And these guys are looking to push it into areas where they, you know, areas that don't necessarily want the housing, and that's where the conflict over it is popping up.
Well, some of it, but I think it's a planned building of housing. But I think they want to, like some of your calls today about the automobile, gas versus electric, and how about bus with no riders on them coming in from the suburbs?
Well, that's part of, I think, what they're up to is they created this disaster of a bus route, and they put a lot of political capital into it and a lot of economic capital, and they want to make it work. And it's part of this larger scheme of having housing exist on public transportation because they want to, you know, you can see what their plan is. They want to make car ownership so expensive that their voters can't afford them, so they've got to provide them an alternative.
I just want to say you do a great job, Todd. I appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Bob. It's nice to hear from you. Call again, please. 860-522-9842. Isn't that what they're up to? They are trying to take away transportation. And they've got to replace it with something. So they're trying to give, they did the bus route. So you see what they do? They spend the money. And spending money makes votes. It makes, if you're putting in doing a construction project, you make workers happy, you make the unions happy, you create economic activity, you think, and you provide a piece of infrastructure. But it doesn't matter to them because they're not business people and they're not operating a business. They can run a bus system that costs a fortune for a decade before they find people who they're going to force to ride in it. They don't care. It's our money. What do they care? Mike in Plainville. Hello, Mike.
Hello. I keep telling people time and again, don't worry about this electric car hysteria. It's not going to work. It's going to fall apart. People are all worked up about nothing.
Well, the question is, Mike, though, think of all the things they do that don't work. And that the answer is, for example, public education doesn't work. It's a huge failure. But rather than talk about reconfiguring the structure of the system so that it could be market-driven instead of government-driven, they just dump more money into it.
This is different because a lot of people out there don't give a hoot about education for anybody, okay? But they do care about going to work and being in their car and not spending 90 minutes to recharge the battery in their car. They want to get in their car and go to work and stop, make a 5-minute stop for the gas station.
Well, it most of what they do doesn't work. Keep that in mind, Mike. I appreciate your passion for it, although you're not supposed to say that word on the air. But that's what government is all about. They do things that don't work. Did you hear that cut I was playing yesterday from that British TV show from the 1980s? Listen to it again.
Government isn't about morality.
Really? What is it about then?
Stability. Keeping things going. Preventing anarchy. Stopping society falling to bits. Still being here tomorrow.
What for? What is the ultimate purpose of government if it isn't for doing good?
Minister, government isn't about good and evil. It's only about order or chaos.
And it's in order for Italian terrorists to get British bombs. And you don't care.
It's not my job to care. That's what politicians are for. My job is to carry out government policy.
Even if you think it's wrong?
Well, almost all government policy is wrong. But...
I love that punchline. I just think that's great. Of course, it's all wrong. The point of the policy is not to change our lives in a positive way. They're not pursuing public policy that is designed to improve the state or the country. That's not their focus. You've got to look at what people's incentives are if you want to know what they're up to. And the incentive of a politician is to spend his 2 years before the next election, or 4 years, if he's lucky, to spend that assuring that he's going to get reelected, or that he can run for even a better office and win that election. That's what he's thinking about. That's why that thing is beautiful. So back to this Chris Keating. This is a really important cut from Chris Keating, the writer for the covers politics and the Capitol for The Current. And he was describing to Brian this morning about the EV mandate and why it's going away. And the description is about the utter failure of, I don't think he's thinking about it in these terms, but these guys make the policy first, without regard for whether it's going to work or not, because working isn't measured for them by the metric that we would measure it by. They want to ban gas-powered cars. They figure ban them first, provide funding for plugs and sockets and places to line your car up for those sockets, and eventually, the money will get spent and it'll all work out.
These are EV vehicles. Probably what's going to happen on that is they're going to do this commission on that. There was not a consensus to do either the California standards or even the less strict federal standards.
Okay, so they pushed a bill in the legislature before even asking the legislature if it had any interest in this thing. They don't get an idea and then go do the groundwork, right? You would think the governor or the speaker of the House or the Senate president, that somebody would make a plan and then brief his or her members on the plan, you know, and talk about why we're going to do this. We've got a plan, a long-term plan to move towards electric vehicles. Oh, why? Well, just be quiet for a minute. Just listen. I mean, what are you going to say if they ask why? I guess that's why they don't explain it. But you've got people asked to vote for things that they've never heard a thing about. It makes no sense.
They don't have the answers. They don't know there's not enough charging stations. They don't know where the charging stations will be. And there's a lot of concerns out there. And there's a lot of legislators who don't have the answer. And
they don't have the answer. They don't know. People say, whoa, what's this policy? Why are you guys passing this policy? And they get nervous. Well, how would I know why I'm going to vote for this policy? They told me to. Well, that's an embarrassing situation to be put in, because we assume, we're so naive, we assume they're good people trying to do the right thing. we give them the benefit of the doubt because they're elected officials. They have authority. We assume people in authority know what they're doing and care about what they're doing. But these guys have to win elections. So that's what they care about is this going to help me win elections? You might say to Speaker Ritter. And Speaker Ritter would say, oh, are you kidding? We got money from Washington coming to pay for us. We're going to build more sockets around the state to plug in cars that nobody wants to buy. You're going to love it. That's how it works. Dave in Brantford. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, Todd, a good deep dive on this subject. My contribution would be thus, even if they don't ban it, the same way the politicians have screwed up the electric market, and we all point at the electric company because our bills have doubled, and we say bad Eversource, but it's all the politicians rigged the rules to make the price go up. Even if they do not ban the gas cars, they're going to have these incremental targets of how many percentage of the fleet has to be gas versus electric, and people don't want the electric. And so as the newspapers unpack it, the only gas cars the dealers are going to have, because they're only going to have like 50 of them that they can sell this year, they're all going to be the high-buck, fully loaded cars. You will not find the Toyota Corollas and the Honda Civics anymore.
Yeah.
And then Blumenthal will go on TV and say, look, General Motors and Toyota, they're trying to screw. They do not sell enough low-budget cars. They're doing it on purpose. They're trying to screw you, and they're only reacting reasonably. If I can only sell 50 of an item,
but he'll have a hearing and call in those executives and make them go to their knees like again, Mark Zuckerberg.
They deflect blame from the mess they themselves created and the dumb public. And I hate to say this because I'm a firm believer in vote the rascals out. We're so dumb we keep voting for the same morons, especially in the blue cities. I'm all done. Bye.
Well done, Dave. Yes. And that's because, truly, we don't know better because nobody's told us. We've never been educated about how government works. And people, well, if you go to the government school for your education, who's going to tell you that government is the problem? That all the problems are created by government. And there's usually plenty of time between the cause and the effect, that there's enough space that people don't see the connection. For example, when you look back at COVID, do you think about COVID having caused the inflation? Well, the government reaction to COVID, that's what caused the inflation. They decided to make inflation in response to COVID. That's what they did because they decided inflation would be good for them, and they wanted desperately to send us all those checks. Tim, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hi, how you doing? I don't know if this is on topic or anything, but did you catch Robert F. Kennedy's selection for vice president?
Yes, she's very rich.
Yeah, she, Nicole Shanahan or whatever?
Yes.
Well, my point is that they have all these people that, you know, you got the Great White Hope, you got Robert F. Kennedy, he's going to bring it back to the Democratic Party, and what's he pick, a surfer? And the other choices were, of course, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that wasn't a choice. That was a news cycle.
Well, yeah, exactly. They had to drum up some support.
No, it was just a way to get a news cycle for a day, and it worked. It was a good scam.
But this one's
for real because she can pay for an election.
Yeah, well, that's good, except that, heaven forbid, something's going to happen to Robert F. Kennedy if he gets elected. They're going to kill him again like they did his father and his uncle.
You think that's guaranteed?
Oh, it's absolutely. Just like I think if Trump gets elected, they're going to do something to assassinate him.
But everybody said that the first time.
Going to get elected. And then they go, well, don't worry, we got an insurance policy. Russia collusion, quid pro quo. They had so many different scandals brewed up that they – because they think small. They don't think about, you know, that the American people really want something different. They think about the, well, you know, everybody's dumb. You know what I mean? And, you know, the bottom line is the country has never been in such a bad state of affairs. And you still have knuckleheads walking around saying, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Are you kidding? You know, look at Build Back Better. Pete Buttigieg is all over that bridge collapse. He's probably in, like, Barbados or something, sunning in the sun. You know, it's just ridiculous. And And they don't know what caused it. I can tell you what caused it. Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Rants coming up next half hour. We take phone calls. Actually, the whole hour. The whole hour is rants and phone calls and more topics coming your way. We're going to have a lot of fun, so stay with us. No Tom Scott today. He's taking the week off. All right. So, hey, don't feel sad. We've got Mark Christopher right here in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's going on those roads, Mark?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.